Here are the latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has admitted that it feels exciting to work with Bruno Fernandes at the Red Devils. The Portugal international has been earning rave reviews since his move to United from Sporting Lisbon in the January transfer window. Fernandes has been a regular fixture in the Red Devils' first team and he scored 3 goals and made 3 assists in 7 games so far. The 25-year-old played 80 minutes as the Red Devils claimed a 3-0 win over Sheffield United on Wednesday to keep themselves in the hunt for a top-4 finish. Solskjaer said, "I thought Bruno showed some quality in the game and it's exciting to be working with talent like this." Moving on, and Manchester United are still searching for a centre-forward despite having recently extended Odion Ighalo's loan deal. This is according to former United striker Michael Owen, who feels that Ighalo is not the long-term solution. He is only on loan from Chinese club Shanghai Shenhua until January 2021. The English giants currently have Marcus Rashford, Anthony Martial, Mason Greenwood, as well as Ighalo as their strikers under boss Solskjaer. Well, Owen said centre-forward is probably what they need at the moment. Do they play Mason Greenwood up there? Young, probably not ready to lead the line on his own. Do they play Martial, who is probably better as a left-sider? Some argument with Rashford. Do they play Ighalo? Well, he is an impact player and, of course, again, probably not the long-term answer. And finally, United are interested in signing Jeremy Boga this summer and have made contact with the former Chelsea midfielder over a deal, according to reports. Borussia Dortmund and England ace Jadon Sancho remain Solskjaer's top transfer target, but United are also monitoring alternative options, with Dortmund valuing the teenager at more than £100 million. It appears unlikely, although not impossible, that Ed Woodward will sanction a Manchester United transfer offer in that region in the post-coronavirus landscape, meaning the club have identified cheaper alternatives. Among them, according to reports, is Ivory Coast international Boga, who left boyhood club Chelsea for Italian outfit Sassuolo in 2018. That's all for now. We'll have more later.